good morning, and thanks for joining us on Fulton Focus.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning, Rob. It's great to be here.
Could you kind of address what the purpose of this day is going to be and maybe how people in Fulton County and the Atlanta area will be able to participate?
Well, basically, Rob, thanks for that question. The focus of the National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day is to certainly get more African Americans educated about the basics of HIV and AIDS in the local community, and certainly testing is the focal point of that. With planned activities in the community, we hope to engage as many African Americans as possible so they can know their status, and that is the first subway to ensuring that we get to zero, which we'll get a chance to talk a little bit more about that and the ultimate goal of our efforts as it relates to prevention in the community.
Absolutely. And I think what's important is that any of the awareness days, and there are several now throughout the year to recognize for different communities and different populations the impact that the epidemic has been having. And so it's also an opportunity for us to focus in on what we're doing locally while feeling how connected we still are with addressing this issue at a national level. So we're appreciative that we have a national or federal health department that makes these awareness days available to us and gives us the opportunity to focus in on our own communities.
HIV/AIDS, if you're of a certain vintage, a certain age, you can remember when it was unknown, and then it was slightly known, and then it was strictly a gay disease. And, you know, it's been through so many different permutations culturally, but many people might not understand now that some of the most at-risk people aren't necessarily who they were to begin with this disease. Who are the most at-risk groups right now for HIV/AIDS?
Well, I would say, first off, that it's a little bit of a misnomer when we talk about the fact that the epidemic was strictly or primarily gay, even in the beginning of the epidemic. I have women in my own circles who have been positive or diagnosed with HIV going on 31, 32 years now, which means that they were diagnosed around the same time. It's a matter of when people were being included. And that's what I think is most important about your question, Rob, is that for folks who are engaging in sexual activity, especially sexual intercourse, and are not practicing safer behaviors, don't know their HIV status, don't know their partner's HIV status or their HIV risk behaviors, are the most people at risk. And for us in the United States, that includes African Americans, young people. It especially includes young Black, gay, and bisexual men of color. It especially includes African-American women, particularly in their childbearing years. And by and large, it incorporates a lot of people who are in urban communities, just like Atlanta. So it's not necessarily broken down by race anymore. We're looking at age, we're looking at income, we're looking at geography, and we're looking at gender.
Another aspect of HIV/AIDS in 2014 is some people, I don't want to say don't take it as seriously, but in the early years of this scourge, it certainly was a death sentence. There are now cocktails of drugs you can take to manage this to be more like a chronic condition. And that seems to have given some people maybe a false sense of security about the whole thing.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be the only one sitting at this table to be able to talk about the decades of work and fight that's gone into not only fighting the virus, but fighting the stigma and the ignorance and the lack of opportunity for people to access the resources they need to engage in safer behaviors and better conversations about health and safety, especially in our sexual relationships. So what I think is really important about where we are now is that we're literally at the precipice with the science that you've talked about. These cocktails used to be, you know, 30 pills a day for some people, and now it's down to one with a complexity of drugs inside one pill. So that makes it look easier, but I can tell you, we're still burying people. I got notice of one of our own 2020 leading women honorees of her passing in Washington, D.C. just a week ago. Some people were buried while I was away. So we don't want to fall into this false sense of security that because there are treatments that this thing is ended and that there's a cure. We have the science. We have the technology. We have the information. And yes, we even have the services now available to people to take the advantage that they need to stay HIV negative if they are. And if they're HIV positive, we even now know that almost to the letter, the pathway it takes for that HIV not to advance, but not only that, to actually extend people's lifespans beyond what even the average expected lifespan is now. So that's what people have to know. You still have to know. You still have to be safe. You still want to get tested. You still want to practice behaviors that prevent HIV and other STD transmissions. And you want to know that there's hope that when you do engage in these behaviors, you're helping us get to the end of the epidemic.
And so, also, Rod, let me comment on that, because Dazon is absolutely correct. We do not want to miss this opportunity. In addition, the resources are also there. However, the message and what we're seeing today, we feel that we've missed some opportunities to educate and to inform whole generations of individuals who did not and do not see themselves at risk. So our messaging has to change to be more focused and specialized. But also, it has to be more comprehensive, to be inclusive and not segue or segment it out for a specific population. The message has to be inclusive. Everyone is at risk, regardless of whether it's men who have sex with men, African-American women. Everyone is at risk and need to know their status and be part of the conversation that we're having around HIV prevention.
We're talking about HIV/AIDS. National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day is on February the 7th, and our guests, you just heard from Veronica Hartwell with the Fulton County Health Department, and also Dazon Dixon Diallo, the founder and president of Sister Love, Inc. You can find them online at sisterlove.org. Dazon, could you talk just a little bit about why Sister Love exists and what it means and what you offer to the community?
Absolutely. And thank you for the question, Rob. Sister Love exists simply because women in our communities, women and girls and their families, have unique conditions, unique situations and experiences that either increase their vulnerabilities for HIV and sexually transmitted infections, as well as some of the other issues that help or are social drivers to adding to the epidemic, like violence against women, like unequal employment and pay and lack and education opportunities, that all of these things are a part of what make the challenge of preventing HIV for women, especially younger women, even tougher. And so the reason Sister Love exists is to not only provide those services in a unique way that will address the women's needs, but that will also be able to bring a different framework around women's empowerment and women's agency and women taking responsibility and ownership for their own lives and their own bodies, and learn how and be willing to protect themselves as well as their partners. So we exist to deliver these services. We exist to support women. We exist to lift up those women who are leaders in their communities, especially those who are women diagnosed with HIV, who are young women who have taken the risk to step out among their peers and talk about how to be safe and why it's important. But also, I think most importantly, we exist because we are a part of a much larger effort to end this epidemic for everyone, including and especially women. And women of African descent, Black women, African-American women, especially in the South, especially in Atlanta and in our state, are facing tremendous challenges with preventing HIV, in a lot of cases with being able to access the care that they need if they're positive and staying in care. And so we engage in conversations that bring different framework to how we talk about HIV. There's the prevention, there's the what you do for as an individual, but there's also what we must do collectively, whether it's around policy, whether it's around supporting people in our communities, whether it's about encouraging our neighbors and our families to get tested. Women drive the health decisions in almost every single family, and that's why we exist, is to help women make those better decisions for themselves and their families.
And again, if you are interested in following up and either taking advantage of some of the services and opportunities provided by Sister Love, it's sisterlove.org. Veronica Hartwell, Fulton County Health Department, National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day is February the 7th. What sort of events is the county involved with around that date?
Well, thanks, Rob, for that question. It gives Fulton County an opportunity to bring the health department out of the building and most specifically to the community. And as Dazon referenced earlier, many of these commemorative events that are nationally recognized, again, give the health department an opportunity to really partner and collaborate with community-based organizations. In fact, there's for this particular day at Greenbrier Mall, I'm just going to read here, is that we will be collaborating with AKA and St. Joseph Mercy Care to do testing. And that's an opportunity for people in the community to access not only information about HIV and sexual transmitted diseases, but also get information how to prevent, how to access care if they are positive, if they're not in care. It's a comprehensive partnership that we plan to offer during this particular time in the community. Certainly, we'll be testing, St. Joseph Mercy Care will be testing for HIV as well as Fulton County. So we certainly encourage individuals to come by Greenbrier Mall and hang out with us and get some information about HIV and how to prevent themselves from getting it, getting the virus, as well as sharing that information with individuals in their family and community.
And that'll be on Friday, February the 7th at Greenbrier Mall. What time is that?
From 12 o'clock to 4 p.m. at the Greenbrier Mall. And that is at 2841 Greenbrier Parkway, Southwest in Atlanta.
It seems like one of the key parts of any person's journey with regards to HIV/AIDS is making that decision to get tested. And so many people in the community seem to have the attitude, not just about this, but of any number of health issues, I just don't want to know. Can you talk to that and why that's not the way to go?
Absolutely. I can certainly start there because I can tell you ignorance is not bliss when it comes to any kind of sexually transmitted infection, but particularly with HIV, simply because HIV is one of those sneaky viruses that you don't necessarily know immediately when that infection happens. And if you don't get tested on a regular basis, if you're sexually active and you're not practicing safer behaviors with every single sexual act, then you won't know. And not knowing means that you could actually be getting sicker even though you feel fine, because one day you look up and you're not fine. And what we know now is that for people who get tested, know their status, and get on treatment early and stay on treatment, that they have a much higher opportunity to, one, get control of the virus so that it doesn't advance to AIDS or other late-stage disease with the virus. They have an opportunity to stay healthy longer so that they're able to do the work that they want to do, follow the dreams that they have, you know, go after every plan and expect every goal that they set out for themselves to happen. You can't do that if you're working and walking blind, not knowing what status you're dealing with and knowing what behaviors you're engaging in. But most, I think, importantly, is that being able to get that treatment if you are HIV positive, means that you're also not likely to transmit the virus if you have your virus under control. This is also a part of being a large part of the prevention strategy, is knowing your status and getting into care if you're positive. And if you're not positive, getting the health care that you need so that you can continue to get tested and know your status and remain negative.
Take care of yourself and take care of everyone that you love,
exactly,
so to speak. Again, National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day is February the 7th. For more information on what Fulton County offers with regards to resources and around this day, you can go to fultoncountyga.gov. And also, Sister Love Incorporated, a reproductive justice organization for women, you can find them online at sisterlove.org. Dazon Dixon Diallo, founder and president of Sister Love, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. And in addition to folks when they go out to Greenbrier, in case you're in the West End area, we will also be offering testing leading up to February 7th. So at 1237, you'll see the address on our website, Ralph David Abernathy. We'll be having walk-in testing for anyone who's willing and able to get to our offices. We'd love to see you on the 6th and all day on the 7th and late in the evening.
All right. And Veronica Hartwell, Fulton County Health Department, you're here to help. Thank you for joining us, and we appreciate your work on this issue.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting us. And again, we will be at the Greenbrier Mall also on Saturday, February the 1st as well. So certainly want individuals to come out. But I also want to leave this message with your listeners is that we want HIV, the discussion around HIV prevention to become as routine as you go into your doctor and getting your blood pressure or your weight taken. And so we want the doctors, your family and the community to start having a genuine conversation about HIV, but we want it to become a routine conversation, just as natural as any other conversation that you will have. So we do appreciate the opportunity for Fulton County to come out and share information about our services. And again, we encourage the community to become more knowledgeable about HIV prevention, and because together in this partnership, we can win this fight.